God is good all the time. Let me first of all tell you that today I didn't order the fire department to come here at the Mass because everything now is about fire in the today gospel. But can we better understand what all of this means for us? My dear friends, by reading this Sunday gospel, we risk understanding the opposite of what it means. This fire that Jesus came to have to bring is not destructive. He has nothing to do with the bombs that destroy sometimes entire cities. In the book of Exodus, we read the episode of the burning bush. It tells us about the passionate love of God who saw the misery of his people and want to save them. It was this same consuming fire that enlivened the prophet Jeremiah when he spoke to his people about God. Then that fire which Christ desired to see kindle is that of his love. And the whole gospel tells us this passionate love of Jesus for his Father and also for all men. The Bible says he loved us as we never loved. His love for everyone exceeds anything we can imagine. We will never finish discovering his greatness. This fire, which only needs to spread throughout the world, let me tell you, it is the fire of Pentecost. Remember, these tongues of fire which have rested upon the apostle also rest upon each one in this room, and this fire has taken hold. Consequently, that means our whole life must turn into fire. This fire is also the one that warms up. We think now of the disciple of Emmaus. When they meet the risen Jesus, they did not recognize him at that time, but what happened? Their hearts were burning when he explained the scriptures to them. We too can spread this fire of love doing what? By comforting the desperate people in our world. This fire, let me tell you, it is also a light that illuminates our life and gives it a new meaning. This light was transmitted to us, what day? The day of our baptism. And from that day, we are sent to carry it and to shine it in this world that needs it. In my culture in Africa, there is a saying, it never gets dark where people love each other. And then if you make good use of the light you receive from the baptism, from your baptism, let me tell you that around you, we will never get darkness. Everything around you will be shining, lightening, because you are there to give this warmth to people around you. Other quality of fire is to purify. It destroys waste and land fields. It burns everything useless. The words of Jesus Christ have this purifying power of fire. They come to strip away all that is contrary to the gospel. Then, let me tell you, a Christian cannot bless or praise everything that is done in the world on the pretext that is trendy. There are laws and practices that the Catholic Church disapproves of because they are contrary to the gospel. But when one is enlivened by this passionate love for God, nothing also is easy. Let me tell you the first reading. The prophet Jeremiah has had a painful experience. He was put in prison and then locked in a cistern. His word bothered the powerful people of his time. Those who tell us this story tells us about their faith. The prophet Jeremiah was not preaching defeat, but listening to the Lord. I say again, the prophet Jeremiah wasn't preaching defeat, but the listening to the Lord. The only defeat is the removal. It is the suppression of the Lord and also of his law. The letter of the Hebrew in the second reading is addressed to persecuted Christians. He showed them the great witnesses of the faith found throughout the Old Testament. It is an immense crowd that stimulates also our hope. But now, the most important thing is to keep our gaze on Jesus Christ, the conqueror of death and sin. We are all called to participate in God's love victory. The trials of the prophet Jeremiah and those of the first Christian, let me tell you, are still relevant, timely. Faith in Christ entails risk. I say again, faith in Christ Jesus entails risk. If we choose to take his word, we will be misunderstood or sometimes considered as fanatics or fundamentalists. We will be accused of forming a sect. There will be conflict within families. These conflicts are not willed by Christ, but in the same family, as you know, there are some people who adhere to Christ and also those who reject him. That's why, in this evening again, the word of Jesus Christ invites us to take a stand against all that is contrary to love, including within our families. It's hard, right? It's rude. Sometimes we have to go against your husband. Sometimes against your wife. Sometimes against your children. Sometimes against your sisters. Sometimes against your co-workers, your neighbors, because of the sake of the gospel. Jesus, in this evening, invites us to take a stand against all that is contrary to love, including within our families. Let me tell you another very good vitamin for you. If our faith is manifested only by our participation in Mass, we don't take big risk. I say again, you can touch your husband or your neighbor, tell him, listen to Father Louis. If our faith is manifested only by our participation in Mass, we don't take big risk. There may be mockery in some workplaces and during social gatherings and sometimes in families as well. But let me tell you, in some countries, there are those who convert to Jesus who are in danger of life because they become Christian. The 20th century has been the most murdered. The testimony, those who lay down their life for Christ, never ceases to challenge us. About Jesus, there is no possible compromise. About Jesus, there is no way to make a compromise. If you choose him, if not, you reject him. Either we turn to him and strive to follow him, or we look to ourselves in our own profit alone, and then the fire goes out. Either we turn to him and strive to follow him, or we look to ourselves in our own benefits, and the consequence is the fire goes out. To fulfill his mission, the church needs a Christian who are truly passionate about God's love. It's not just a word that we say. It's not just a title. It's not just to be pro-life that leads you in heaven. To fulfill his mission, the Catholic Church, the Christian Church around the world, need a Christian who are truly passionate about God's love. I want to conclude with this. A great French author said, I quote, "If you are a disciple of Christ, many will warm up from your fire. But on the days when you don't burn love, others will freeze to death." What did you say again? I say again. If you are a disciple of Christ, many will come close to you, to warm to close to you, because your light is a light of fire, of love. Your fire is a fire of love. But the day when you don't burn love, even during the summer, there will be people freezing up to death because of you. Amen?
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 Amen.
That means you are not a Catholic Christian only during this gathering. When you step out, you need now to spread the fire of God's love around you. Make people know that you love God and you want them to come with you one day in heaven. Let them know that God will love them. Bring them close to God. They will reject you? Yes. They will insult you? Yes. They will consider you as a fanatic? Yes. You are not the first one. There are many before you, and because of them, the Catholic Church is still standing. That's why I say again, we need a Christian who are truly passionate about God's love. Not only the Sunday Christian, the Sunday attendees. I'm rude? Yes, a little bit of today. I need to check you, to make you feel that this is what means to be a Christian. After this gathering, we receive the ingredients. We receive what we need in order to go and to impact positively the world outside. If not, we'll remain just these groups, thinking that we go in heaven, yes, but what about others? We want to go in heaven with all of these people and also those outside. It's our mission also to make all our effort to bring them closer to God. Amen.
Amen.
So, yes, let our heart burn with God's love. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.